Proverbs chapter 7. My child, keep my words and treasure up my commandments in your own keeping. Keep my commands so that you may live and obey my instructions as your most prized possession. Bind them on your forearm. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Say to wisdom, "You are my sister," and call understanding a close relative, so that they may keep you from the adulterous woman, from the loose woman who flatters you with her words. For at the window of my house, through my window lattice, I looked out, and I saw among the naive, I discerned among the youths a young man who lacked wisdom. He was passing by the street near her corner, making his way along the road to her house in the twilight, the evening, in the dark of the night. Suddenly a woman came out to meet him. She was dressed like a prostitute and with secret intent. She is loud and rebellious. She does not remain at home. At one time outside, at another in the wide plazas, and by every corner she lies in wait. So she grabbed him and kissed him, and with a bold expression she said to him, "I have fresh meat at home. Today I have fulfilled my vows. That is why I came out to meet you, to look for you, and I found you. I have spread my bed with elegant coverings, with richly colored fabric from Egypt. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let's drink deeply of lovemaking until morning. Let's delight ourselves with sexual intercourse, for my husband is not at home. He has gone on a journey of some distance. He has taken a bag of money with him. He will not return until the end of the month." She persuaded him with persuasive talk. With her smooth talk, she compelled him. Suddenly, he went after her, like an ox that goes to the slaughter, like a stag prancing into a trapper's snare, till an arrow pierces his liver, like a bird hurrying into a trap, and he does not know that it will cost him his life. So now, sons, listen to me and pay attention to the words I speak. Do not let your heart turn aside to her ways. Do not wander into her pathways, for she has brought down many fatally wounded, and all those she has slain are many. Her house is the way to the grave, going down to the chambers of death. This reading is from the New English Translation, available online at Bible.org. To find out more information about the podcast, visit us online at thebiblepodcast.org. There you can leave comments on specific readings, find out how you can contribute a chapter, or get information about supporting the podcast financially. Thank you for listening.